Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Baby steps. One little step at a time, and I can do anything.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the Homemade Broadcast.
The what podcast?
The Homemade Broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade Broadcast.
The Homemade Podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here, that homemade.
Now this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2,
for a waiter for pros, and a waiter for cons, and a waiter for evens, and an even number odds.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. I hope you're well. I am good. I'm great. I'm disgusted. Completely disgusted with everybody at this point. Not everybody. There's lots of people I like. I had a terrible, just awful experience with the human condition and the human experience and the human beings as an animal, because human beings are animals. Let's not forget that. Let's not pretend and fool ourselves that we're not part of the animal kingdom here. Yeah, we're number one. We got our brains are larger and we're able to make tools, and you know, now we're able to build artificial life and, you know, all this stuff. We're doing good. Okay, I'm not trying to deny that, but we're still just monsters. And there's no better experience of realizing that than when you go inside of a porta potty. I don't know if you're familiar with these, but they are holes in the ground that people defecate into for some reason. I don't know why, but people do that from time to time. No pun intended there. I was working I worked for this race company, not racist company, but a company that puts on marathons and half marathons and, you know, stuff like that, foot races. And I'm the announcer for that company, and so I went out there in the morning, and usually at these locations that they're at, they are at a park or something, and there's, like, bathrooms and stuff and soap and all that good stuff. But this one, there was porta potties set up. Okay, that's a nightmare. I had a nice energy drink before I left the house in order to wake up, because it's an early day. It's about I wake up usually about 4 a.m. those days. So I had a nice energy drink. I had to pee. You know, I had to go to use the porta potty. So I was trying to hold it as long as possible to try to find some sort of alternative to use the bathroom, because I'm very picky about I have weird bathroom habits. We'll get into that later too, a little bit. We talked about that on Stay Woke this week. But so I go into this porta potty, open the door, and it's a nightmare, a complete nightmare. I can't believe what I'm witnessing. I'm sorry this is gross, okay? But I feel like I need to tell you this in order to really get this through your head. There's a piece of feces that's sitting on the toilet, on the lid, okay? And it looks like somebody tried to clean it, but instead just bailed. They were like, this is just not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to do this. So they kind of just smeared it on the seat. Okay, that's awful. But I don't have to make number two. I only have to do a one. So I'm just going to not look at that, and I'm just going to continue my business and then leave and curse people on my way out. So I go, you know, usually at the porta potties, there's urinals that are attached, you know, for the fellas. So I for some reason, I just know it's the same person that did this, because I just know it, okay? You got to trust me here. Just my gut's telling me that this is the case. So there is, instead of this person, they decided not to use the toilet paper that was provided in the stall, in the porta potty. They instead decided to use a towel, just like a sweat towel that they had with them. They felt like the toilet paper would not be enough. They needed to use the towel. So they wiped their rear end with this towel. I'm sorry, I know this is disgusting. I apologize. Really. So they go ahead and clean up with that. And instead of throwing it into the main tank there where it should go, I don't know if that would clog there. I don't know the process. Whoever cleans porta potties should be a millionaire. Flat out. 100%. Doctors, lawyers can get bent. Doctors are okay, though, for the most part. I don't know who else. Basically, doctors and porta-potty cleaners are the only millionaires that should be in this country, pretty much, because they have the toughest jobs, I think, in the area, in the country, in the world. So instead of throwing this thing into the main holding unit, they went, nah, let's throw it in here. Threw it in the urinal portion. So what does that do? Of course, it clogs the urinal. So now when you make one in this urinal thing, well, now it's just not going to go down. It's going to get all clogged up. And I was just astounded by the, number one, the stupidity of this. Number two, the maliciousness of this. And then I remembered that you shouldn't account maliciousness for things that could just be sheer stupidity. So I'm going to cut this person some slack that they just didn't think about it. But I had to use that thing. I couldn't bail at this point. Thank God there was nobody behind me, too. That's a nightmare, too. When you go into one of these things, and then you're to blame. If it's like that, everyone's going to think you did it. I had that happen one time, too, with I was at a bar downtown. This place notoriously has just awful bathroom situations. They're I don't know what the deal is. None of these bars spend any money on their bathroom. I don't understand why, but I guess the toilet was clogged and somebody made some brown and the toilet clogged and they just left it. So my buddy went in there and he comes back out and he just opens the door. I didn't know what the situation at this point. And he just goes, "Sorry, it wasn't me." And I went, "Uh-oh." And then I walk in there. This thing's about to overflow. I have to make pee-pee. So now I'm plunging this thing with somebody else's stuff in the toilet. What a freaking nightmare. And I couldn't get it. It just wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to work. So I just, you know, went on top of that. And then I opened a door, and there's the most beautiful girl in the world waiting for the bathroom. And I didn't know what to do. I just did what my buddy said to me. It wasn't me. And I went I said, "Let's go. Let's leave," because obviously she's going to think that's me that's clogged this toilet. And I don't want to have to deal with that. I don't want to have to look her in the face again. So we had to leave. Have you ever had any bathroom misfortunes? I would love to hear about them. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMBRadio.com is the website. HMB Radio Tampa Bay is the podcast. If you haven't, please subscribe. Give it a 5-star rating. Tell a friend about it. Share it. If you see tweets about it, retweet it. Tell a friend. I think I already said that. Yeah, all these things really help out. They only take a second. And who wouldn't enjoy? You know, everybody loves bathroom talk. Leave a voicemail, text message, 813-693-2124, HMB Radio on Facebook. I'm very active on Instagram and Twitter, even though I really don't want to be. You can find me over there at @home_made_man. If you're on this site called Minds, I'm going to start using Minds more because Facebook is trash, and so is Twitter. But, you know, as people migrate over to this free speech platform of minds.com, you can find me over there at HMB Radio. So check me out over there. I had we had some pushback, too, from Louis C.K. was here, I guess, almost 2 weeks ago now. And it's funny, too, how people, like, you ever just like somebody and, you know, you like them when you see them face to face, but their online presence and their online, just the way they do things and act online is just abysmal. I know a few people like this, and it's really bothers me. Because I do like, whenever I spend time with them in the physical world, I always enjoy their company. But when I read their stuff that they post online, that's most of it's political or, you know, cultural, or it's just garbage, just complete trash. And we had some pushback because a comedian in the area was posting about how women who support Louis C.K. Should be ashamed of themselves because he's a sexual predator. And and Anna, my the host of Stay Woke, a friend of mine now, she thought it was kind of directed at her because she was posting how great it was. And it may have been. And she made the case that, you know, this post came out very shortly after, like an hour after she posted about how great seeing Louis C.K. was. And this other person, this comedian in the area, just said, you know, how awful he is and women should be ashamed of themselves for supporting this man, and put Louis C.K. in the same realm as Bill Cosby and R. Kelly. Now, Bill Cosby's in prison for rape, and R. Kelly is probably going to go to jail at some point, or at least be prosecuted for kidnapping and underage rape, I guess, with children. Jesus. And Louis C.K., you know, the narrative with this, I'm sure I've talked about it. We talked about it on Stay Woke a bunch. I've talked about it here, but the narrative for some of these people is that he forced women to watch him pleasure himself. And that's just not true. He asked permission. They said yes. He even addressed it when he came out, when he was at Side Splitters the other week. He said, if you ask a lady to watch you do that, and she says yes, make sure you ask, are you sure? And after she says yes again, just do not do it. It's not worth it. And I got a big laugh, and it was funny. But, you know, it seems like a lot of these people, they want to be created, you know, treated equally, but also be a protected class. Now, if somebody says yes and consents, the whole thing is consent, then that's it. There you go. Boom. That's it. It's done. Now, I hope that the good thing about the Me Too movement and all this stuff that happened over the past year and a half or so is that now, ladies, you know, you don't have to do anything you don't want to, okay? You know, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it, okay? It's good. It's all good. Nobody has the power over you. And if you feel like you're being taken advantage of, go to the cops and get it resolved. Because you can't have it. You can't still be claiming to be a victim and also be vindicated at the same time, because it's nonsense. And these people online, man, I tell you, there's nothing like feeling like they have the moral high ground to, become vengeful, nasty people. Another friend of mine, I love her. She's one of my good friends. But she did this thing where she got some photographs that were inappropriate from a man, she says. And instead of blocking and reporting this person on the app, getting thrown off the app or some sort of consequence for that, and then she just wouldn't see those photos anymore, she went ahead and put his screen name out there in this call-out culture that we have now, and said, send him pictures of penises, pretty much. Let's get this guy. Let's get revenge. Let's get some karma on this guy. And I sent her a message privately, and I go, why didn't you just block him and report him if you were really that offended? You know, and they'll take care of it. We're not we have judges and juries here. We're not all judge and juries. So let the apps deal with this stuff, how they're going to discipline people. You can always block, and then you won't see it ever again. You won't be in contact with them. And really, you know what, frankly, is seeing a dong the biggest deal in the world? I mean, is it that traumatizing? I know it's gross. I know it's, you know, disgusting. I get it. I get it. You don't want to see it. I know. But, you know, just, I can't imagine, like, if I, even if I saw, I don't know, the grossest thing in the world on a body, some big old fat lady's, you know, BH or something, I would just go, ah, that's not, that's gross. And then the worst thing I do is block and report and, you know, move on with my life. Stop doing this crap where we're all judge, juries, and executioners. We're not. We're not responsible enough to do so. This is insane, man. So it's been a rough dealing with humanity between their disgustingness, both physically and mentally. It's really, I don't know, just a shame. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Let me know how you feel about this call-out culture. I think it needs to go and go fast, boy. I'll tell you what, hmbradio.com is the website. HMB Radio on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCDP.com.
All right, let's take a second and say thank you to our sponsors here at the Homemade Broadcast. NTTFitness.com is the first. NTT Fitness is a food preparation service / gym that's in Pinellas Park. I met Ryan for the first time this weekend at the St. Pete Distance Classic, the inaugural one. That's the races that I'm the announcer for. I got to meet Ryan on Sunday. Kay was busy cooking because that's what she does on Sunday. She makes meals and she delivers them to your door. Because when I came home on Sunday, I had a fresh batch of delicious meals waiting for me, and they're healthy, which is even better, and they're portioned correctly, so I don't overeat, which I want to do if you've seen me. So it's probably pretty obvious. But so, I mean, these things, they're 450 calories around, and first of all, they taste delicious, and you're not really super hungry afterwards because you're getting, you know, you got your micronutrients, your macronutrients, all that stuff. I don't really know about that stuff, but I know it's important. But Kay and Ryan know it. NTT Fitness, you can get your Sundays back. I know you can meal prep on your own, but it's affordable. And you can, like I said, get your Sundays back. You don't have to spend all day freaking meal prepping. Let NTT Fitness do it for you. Get 15% off your first order if you use my code LEVELUP15 at checkout, nttfitness.com. And Chrissy Parker at Truvy Salon and Spa. That's right, 89084 4th Street North, Unit B. The Botox lady stops by once a month. It's the most illustrious and sexy salon. Yeah, I said it. In my humble opinion, I think it's true. So make your appointment today at Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. No promo codes needed for that one. You just go in there, say Will sent you, and say you want your hair did, and she'll fix you up all purdy. And finally, homemadepodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting specializing in, you know, podcasting. I'm a big believer in this company because it's my little side project that I do. And I know how to do podcasts because I'm talking to you through that medium right now. So why not let me help you if you have any questions about hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that good stuff? I'm your boy. I'm your man. No, I'm your man. I'm not your boy, okay? I'm your man. I'm flexing right now. You can't see it. So visit me today at homemadepodcasts.com. Don't forget the S. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Homemade Broadcast, I would really like that a lot. I think you should do that if you're a business that wants to reach local customers here in the Tampa Bay area. I can help you with that as well. It's affordable. I believe it's a tax write-off for your advertising. And I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I think you should do it. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, or leave a voicemail for me at 813-693-2124. I look forward to working with you.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Stay Woke is a radio program. It's heard on 102.5 The Bone weeknights at midnight. It is with myself and Anna Hummel, and I like to play a little clip from it every week. If you're not awake at midnight, and few of us are, you know, you got jobs, you got families, you know, you can download the 102.5 The Bone app. because you can get Stay Woke on demand at your fingertips when you want it, plus local news, weather. So let's check out this clip.
Last week, Will and I were lamenting over our, we each have our own designated ladies at work who give us havoc, right? I have Sloppy Joe, who makes, as Will says, who makes brown on the chair, yeah, on the toilet seat, just brown everywhere, okay? Mm. And Will has Snooze McGee, this woman, she's in her probably in her 70s, and she takes naps on the clock and gets paid for it. Mm-hmm. And like tells Will, I'm going to take a snooze.
Yeah.
So today, it was Monday, obviously, you know, you start in the week. Monday's always not a great day. I mean, it is, but it's not, because you're like, oh, okay, it's Monday, but you're like, I'd rather not be here. So I walk into the day job, and I go, I just wonder what the situation is in the girls' bathroom right now. I would just like to know what's going on. I wanted to get angry, Will. I needed something to light my fire to make a change. So I go in the bathroom, and there was just a brown streak. Just like it wasn't even a film at this point. Like it was somewhat of the situation that you discussed during Johnny's show, mm-hmm, where it was almost as if instead of wiping off, she rubbed in and around the bowl.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, I just said, that is it. I hit a breaking point. I went back into the office and I said to my boss, excuse me, sir, do you have a post-it note? And he said, yeah. And he gives me the little post-it note. And I go, no.
That ain't enough.
I need a big post-it note. So yeah. He said, I don't have one. I said, okay, I'll get a poster board. So I grabbed like a large piece of paper and I wrote on it, please make sure you clean the toilet seat after every underline use. Now, I've never in my life written a passive aggressive note. I hate it. I despise people that do it. It's been done to me. I hate those people. I go, you need to just tell me to my face like a woman or like a man, or whatever you identify, like an adult, like a mature person. But I don't have the skill set, the etiquette. I don't have any of those skills to approach this person to tell them about this brown situation. I just don't know what I would do. I don't know.
Right.
All that I had left was either to A, clean it myself, which I had been doing for 4 to 5 months, or B, tell her about it in some non-direct way, because there's no way I could look this woman in her fat face and tell her what she's been doing to me for the last 5 months. I couldn't do it. So I wrote a note and I left it there, and I was going to check at the end of the day. But I didn't have to, because the big boss was in today and he said that there was something on the toilet. He said that he approached this kid who's like 19. He's like, I'll give you $1,000 if you clean the toilet.
$1,000.
For a 19-year-old kid.
Wow.
I said, no, thank you.
Wow. So it was that bad.
So I've been doing $1,000 work for free for the last 5 months, which is good to know. So at the end of the day, he came up to me and goes, the big boss. So I saw that there was something on the toilet seat. He said he himself even tried to clean it, couldn't get it off.
Oh, my God.
And then said that at the end of the day, somehow miraculously, it was clean. And it was because of that note.
Wow.
I did it, folks. I wasn't sure if it was the right move, but something had to be done, Will. It was just going to go on indefinitely, and I was getting so angry every day because I was cleaning it once, twice a day, and I talked to my personal manager, and he said, oh, well, the cleaning people come in once a month, and I said, no, boss man. This is an everyday sort of occurrence. There's just brown everywhere. It's like a moss.
It's
an algae, moss, gross growth. How about that? It was so absolutely filthy and disgusting. But Will, Sloppy Joe
is no more.
Sloppy Joe is no more, folks. I solved the problem.
We'll see. Let's see how it goes tomorrow. I don't want to jinx you. You know, for your sake and your health's sake, I hope that the problem is resolved. I just have a feeling.
What do you think
this
gonna
will
happen,
not
dude?
Be the last time we hear of Sloppy Joe? I just think, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I just feel like, now I'm almost thinking at this point, because she's this bad at going to the bathroom, I don't think that's possible. Does it
maybe she has, you know, some sort of vendetta or grudge against you, maybe.
I mean, I was clearly the one that wrote the note, and I pretended like nothing ever happened. I didn't see her today. You know, we didn't interact at all. She left early. She always leaves early. And it was really funny because after she had left, I had a discussion with all the guys. It's just, you know, me and the guys and, you know, Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe left, and one of them was trying to brainstorm as to why the brown would be left on the seat. Is it because it's like, you know how some seats are divided in the center, which leaves more room, you know? And that seat was not divided. It's just a round toilet seat that comes all the way up. And one of them was trying to, you know, brainstorm why the brown would be left on that seat. And he's like, maybe if we got one that was a divided seat. And I was like, the problem is, guys, is she's enormous, okay? Mm-hmm. You're dealing with an enormous ass, and no pun intended, her getting the brown in the bowl is a crapshoot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes, yes.
They thought it was funny, too.
I don't know. I mean, I just hope that, like I said, for your sake and your health, it's completely unsanitary. You could get sick from this. I mean, it's literally, you have to, and I just wonder, like, obviously she knows. It
now
seems
she
like
knows.
She tried to clean it, though, and just smeared it around, but she didn't, you know, complete the task. And that's why I'm thinking maybe she's doing this as a subtle screw you to you.
To clean it, and then suddenly it's going to get a lot worse.
I don't know.
Because it's completely clean. She completely cleaned it. I guess she was so mortified, so embarrassed that someone had seen and felt her brown in more ways than one. The smell, the look. I was almost said the taste. I didn't taste it.
I just don't understand how you go to the bathroom and like, you know, you don't check your...
If I always check because I always put like toilet paper on the toilet seat because I make extra, you know, sure. Even if it's a clean toilet, I always do that. And I don't want to leave that for the next person because I'm a compassionate, loving individual who cares about my fellow man and womankind.
Yeah. Well, you're a decent human being that cleans up your brown if you make brown, you know, on the toilet seat. Like any normal person should do. That's not a complete goddamn animal. But for whatever reason, Sloppy Joe can't handle that task, whether she's lazy, vindictive, or just completely oblivious to her crime scene or crimes against humanity.
Or D all of the above. I really think it is all the above. I think sometimes she sees it and she goes, nah, maybe they won't notice. Like, love to see what goes through her mind. I don't know. And I told the guys, I said, I've been talking about this on air for the last week. They thought that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. So it's not a complete loss. Like, it's provided some content. So for that, I am grateful. But still, it's freaking gross. It's freaking disgusting. And I absolutely lost it today at breaking point. I wrote the note. I took a picture and I sent it to Will. And I said, I'm done. We'll see how this goes.
I wish you would have. You sent me the note, the handwritten note. And in my head, I just picture like those old ransom notes where the letters are cut out of magazines. That's what I wanted it to be. You know, those letters like, clean up your brown or else. And that's just pasted on badly, all crooked. All the letters are all crooked.
Oh, man. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow there's brown on the note.
Ugh.
Here on Stay Woke, who's this?
Hey, Anna, Will, it's Glenn. How are you this evening?
Hey, Glenn.
What's up, bub?
What can we do for you?
I'm going to be talking about endless toilet stuff, but I wanted you to know you're not the only one that takes all your clothes off when you go to the toilet.
Thank you, Glenn. Are you also a nude pooper?
He eats on the toilet, though.
Oh, that's right. You didn't confess that.
Well, that too, but and the reason is because I don't want the back end of my shirt contacting the rear of the toilet.
Boom. Yes, sir.
I understand
the
fear, and Will, can I ask you this? Has it ever happened to you? Okay.
Never.
Okay. All right.
It's total irrational fear. It's just, especially if I'm in public, I mean, what do you do if that were to happen?
I'd
have to throw away my shirt or try
to
clean it.
I totally understand. Right. Even me, just if I wear any like light pants, if I have like white shorts on, I automatically think, even though I've timed it out with the cycle, that somehow I'm just going to go into a bloody frenzy and bleed all over my white shorts, even though I know that can never happen.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Irrational fears.
Well, the thing is, once you think about it, once it's crossed your mind, then you don't want to do it. You don't want to risk having your shirt contaminated.
And then you can't enjoy your time because all you keep thinking about is either, I don't know, you're going to make bloody in your white shorts or make brown on your shirt.
You have to take care of these details. I mean, one's ablutions are an essential part of one's life.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is true.
Well,
you gotta be a planner.
I'm glad I'm not the only complete lunatic out there as far as my bathroom.
I don't think it's lunatic at all. I think it's pretty rational.
All right. There we go. Stay woke. Midnights 102.5 The Bone. So I'm not the only one that defecates, you know, with just nude. I think it's responsible because while it's an irrational fear, and I understand that of what could happen, it could happen, right? I'm not insane, right? 813-693-2124. I mean, Glenn does it too. Glenn eats on the toilet. And so it's perfectly normal, I think, personally. Anywho, we'll get out of here. We'll leave on that note. Sorry for all the bathroom stuff. I don't think there will be as much poopy and pee-pee stuff next week, hopefully. But you never know. Maybe it'll just become the new theme of the program. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, I sure do appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe, rate at HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. You can find it. Click that button. Give it a 5-star rating. Tell a friend. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @home_made_man. You can follow Radio St. Pete at Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. Easy as that. And with that, I will leave you. So I hope you have a great week. I hope you're good to yourself. I hope you're good to other people. And that's it. That's all you got to do. I think that's the key to success. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
Found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.